Shviz Perg Yud Mishnah Hey. Prosbol Hamukdim Kosher Vamuchar Pasul. So Prosbol Hamukdim, that's when a Prosbol is done, and on the Prosbol, the date is written from an earlier date. It's a predated Prosbol. So let's say, like the Rav says, it was written in Kislev, Hanukkah time, but on the Prosbol itself, it said that it took place in Tishrei, the beginning of the year. So if that happens, the Mishnah says it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Rav explains that the Prosbol only works regarding the loans that were given before the Prosbol. And therefore, when you have a Prosbol where the date is written earlier, so the lender, let's say he actually wrote out loans or gave out loans, like we said, it doesn't have to be written, it can be even verbal loans. Let's say he did that in Cheshvan. So now he's going to come to the borrower and say, give me your money. And he's going to say, well, Shemitah was Noeg. Then he's going to say, well, I have a Prosbol. Then the borrower is going to say, but we did this after the Prosbol. And he's going to take out this Prosbol, and the Prosbol is going to be dated from Tishrei, which was before. So the borrower is right. So the lender loses out in such a situation. But the Prosbol is still kosher, because nobody's really taking something Shaloi Kedin. However, if it's the opposite, as the Mishnah says, Vamu'uchar Pasul. However, if it's post-dated, then it's Pasul. Because now if the loan happened, let's say, in Tishrei, but he wrote a date of Kislev, like Hanukkah time. So really, the Prosbol is already given. So Prosbol really shouldn't work. Beis Din really cannot collect. They cannot override Shemitah after the Prosbol was actually done. However, in this case, though, they wrote the wrong date. They wrote a later date. So Beis Din is going to go look at this Prosbol, this shtar, and say, whoa, the date says on the shtar, Kislev. So that means that all the loans, even the verbal loans before Kislev, even from Rosh Hashanah time, when it actually was the time when they actually wrote this Prosbol, they're going to say all this stuff we're going to be able to collect, and they're going to actually collect Shaloi Kedin. So that's why it's Pasul. But it's going to be the exact opposite when it comes to a regular shtar. As the Mishnah says, Shitrei Chov HaMukdamim Psulim VaMucharim Ksherim. So shtar Chov that's Mukdam, that's predated, and this by shtar Chov, that's actually Pasul. Why is that? So let's paint a picture like the Rav says, where you have that the real shtar happened Pesach time in Nisan, but they predated the shtar. And they said that the loan happened Tishrei time, during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, whatever. Because the din is when one borrows money, if there's a shtar in a document, if the borrower is not able to pay the guy back, so he can take from Lekuchos, which means, let's say the borrower has no more money, and then he goes and he sells his field to somebody else. He sells his field to Shimon. So now the lender comes back to the borrower and he says, give me your money. He says, I don't have anything left. So if the borrower, when he had no money after the loan, sold his fields to somebody else, to Shimon, so the lender can now go and take from the Lekuchos, take from Shimon. So in this case, where's the Shtar Chov HaMukdam, where he predated it, so you have people that bought land off of the borrower, let's say Hanukkah time, in between Pesach and Tishrei. And now the lender's going to be able to go and take it from them, and they're going to say, what do you mean? There was no loan anywhere to this guy when we bought these lands. We were sure of it. There was no shtaris anywhere. And then the guy's going to pull out this shtar that says, no, I got a shtar. There was a shtar from Aseres Yemei Teshuva. That's when I lent this guy money. And you bought a field after I lent him money. So that's the problem. So that's why it's puzzle. Vamuchorim ksherim. However, if you post-date a shtar, chov, then it's kosher, because there you're weakening the lender. Because not only can he not collect from, let's say, the shtar really happened Aseres Yemei Teshuva, but he post-dated the shtar till Pesach. So then from Aseres Yemei Teshuva, somebody went and bought stuff from the borrower. Now you're going to try to collect from them the malva, and he's not going to be able to. Even though he should technically be allowed if he just would have wrote the proper date on the shtar, which would have been during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But he post-dated it, so there's no real issue of somebody taking something that doesn't belong to them. But he's only allowed to collect from things that were bought from the lova, from the borrower, after the date of the shtar. So that's why it's kosher. Now, when we say in the other cases that the shtar is pasul by a shtar muktam, for example, the shtar is pasul, and it's even pasul, like the Rav says, even after the proper date. So if they actually happened Pesach time, and he predated, we said it's pasul, because he's going to collect from the Lekucha Shaloi Kedin. But what about after Pesach? Can he still use the shtar? So the Rav says, even afterwards it's pasul. And the Rav says, this kenas is a gzera because he may use it to take from the Lekuchos and basically steal from them during the wrong time. So we wouldn't even let him keep it around to at least use it and wait for them by after Pesach. Mishnah continues. Echad loiva michamisha koisev prosbol l'chol echad v'echad. One person borrows from five lenders. So they write a prosbol on each and every one. Because the malv is the one that has to give his shtaris to Beis Din. And then there are five malvas, five lenders, and that's why there are five prosbols. Chamisha loivim yachob, if five people borrow from one malva, one lender, and of course, if a prosbol echad l'chulam, they would only write one prosbol for all of these five loans.